giving away demos of our language immersion technology absolutely free. Call 1-800-300-4824. With the Rosetta Stone solution, nothing will stand in your way. No books, no rote memorization or translation, no boring drills. It's the breakthrough in language learning that over 20,000 schools, Fortune 500 companies, and U.S. diplomats rely on. Because it's the fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Claim your free gift from Rosetta Stone to turn someday into today. Call for your free Rosetta Stone demo today and see how easy and effective it really is. Call 1-800-300-4824. That's 1-800-300-4824.
Spend your tax refund on state minimum coverage from Safe Auto to keep you legal and protect you in case of an accident. Call 1-800-SAFE-AUTO. Drive safe. Spend less.
How much is that doggy in the window? The one with the waggly tail.
I understand we have a very unusual situation. I don't believe this has ever happened before. Our phone system isn't working properly.
No,
our computer never has. Wow, first time for everything. So the system is kind of down, so what may happen, mine is working, my screen, but now Dan's is screwed up, so he can't shoot me the name of the callers, but we'll figure it out, even if Dan has to tell me who's on the phone, and who's on the phone is going to be up to you, and those of you who call right now, because it is time to check in with Dr. Doug Pernikoff, your pet's best friend and the official veterinarian of the large morning show in the afternoon. So what you do is you call now, because we're going to jump right in and take calls immediately. So the sooner you dial, is dial still a word to use? Is that antiquated? Because you don't really dial, do you? I guess you do.
You push buttons
for a phone. Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, but you dial. You're dialing the
I guess so.
Number.
Down if I push it. But either way, here are the numbers. Jump in now, and you get a chance to throw your pet questions at Dr. Doug, 314-969-KTRS, or toll-free, 888-550-KTRS. Dr. Doug brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company, 314-652-3456. They're the red cabs, the clean cabs. They're Laclede Cabs. Ladies and gentlemen, from the Clarkson-Wilson Veterinary Clinic, Dr. Doug Pernikoff.
Doctor.
Great, Doctor. How are you?
I am AM in the PM.
Well, of course you are. Hallelujah. Before we take calls, anything shaking we need to know about? Anything?
Oh, my boys got invited to play at the South by Southwest music festival down in Austin.
That's huge.
That's a big one.
That's a big one, yeah. So yeah.
Very cool.
Excited for them.
Now, didn't they play there last year?
They played 2 years ago at Austin City Limits, and that's another big concert down there.
Which is bigger?
I think they're different. One's on big contrived stages, and the other one is kind of spaced out throughout the bar community. And they both attract different kinds of audiences. I understand that this one attracts a lot of industry people looking for new sounds. So.
I believe this is the all-gay music event. Do they get paid to do this?
I don't think so.
What?
Well,
yeah,
okay.
I don't think they do.
Boy, musicians, they really do have to pay their own way down the road to success, don't they?
Which means their parents have to suffer.
So a committee gets together and says, okay, here are the groups we're going to invite, and you do it for the exposure.
Yeah, it's just a privilege to be at these opportunities. So
well, it better be, because Austin's not exactly right down the road. I mean,
no, I know.
Your stuff. Well, good luck.
I said, can I go, and they didn't want me to come, so...
Sounds to me like they might be ashamed of you.
What the heck?
Maybe they're going to Austin, maybe they're not.
I have nothing on the screen, so Dan, do you have any calls?
Yes, we do.
Is this thing working at all?
No, it's not working, and apparently, according to Jose, the computer will be scanning the rest of the afternoon, so we will be...
What does that mean?
My computer will be down.
Why don't they let it scan at a time when nobody's listening, like Kilbourne's show or something?
Wow.
Well, it's not even working.
The Raw show, when there's no audience.
It's not even working, so it's not... It's scanning
you
the
caught
virus.
Caught a virus back there, huh?
Well, this is going to be
all
very
the porn you're looking at.
Maybe I gave it to my stuff.
So, Dan, you just give me a name, and I'll welcome them on board. Who's up
Okay,
first?
Frank, on line one is Mike.
Well, thank you, Dan. Let's go now to Mike. Mike, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hello, Dr. Doug. I've met you many a time, and I'm AM and the PM.
There you go. Thanks.
Hey, Mike. How are you? We have, my daughter brought home a used Labrador, and the dog is just a wonderful dog, but it is, it's got so many abuse issues. It is afraid of everything. When I take it for, it's a big dog, and it could look like it's aggressive, but it's not. But the garage door shuts, it puts its tail, and I'm just frightened of everything. Have you heard anything, or do you know if these anti-anxiety vests work for dogs?
Yeah, I think that you definitely want to review with your veterinarian, and you might want to consider using one of the anti-anxiety drugs in concert with some behavioral training modification. So that might go on for 3 to 5 or 6 months, but usually you can kind of wean away on the drug, and the behavioral training will help support that. But I think it's definitely worth trying. The problem with the wonderful part of it is that, you know, she adopted, but the problem is you don't always know why or where they're coming from, and obviously they all have a history. So, but I would applaud you to look forward and try and work this out.
Okay? Thank you, Doctor. Take care.
Thank you.
Mike, thank you for the call. And, Peon, you know, you and I screwed up. We were supposed to get a Matheny in there, so we'll do it after this is over. Yeah, we messed up. But, well, it's computer issues. It throws you off. You know, when the equipment doesn't work, it throws you off. And, Dan, who is our next contestant?
Frank, our next on line two is Jay.
Jay?
Yes.
Yeah.
Jay, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Dr. Doug, good afternoon.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, I'm hanging in there. Thank you for asking.
What's
Here's my question. I've got a chocolate lab retriever. I've had her for about 4 years. I'm a duck hunter, so she's my duck dog.
Okay.
And I am just battling. I think it's an ear infection, and it's kind of a brown mucus in her ears.
Oh, yeast infection.
I think it's a yeast infection.
Oh. Yeah.
Well, when you get that kind of thick mucoid material, there's usually a bacterial component as well, but you can have both. And a slide at the veterinary clinic under the microscope will kind of determine what's there. Either way, you're going to have to treat and flush that ear and get them on some systemic antibiotics, something oral, as well as topical cleaning and topical antibiotics. So, and they may even suggest that another drug, an anti-yeaster, antifungal drug as well.
Anti-Easter.
So, but the problem with ears is...
Well, he's Jewish. Dr. Doug's Jewish. He's anti-Easter.
Anti-Easter.
Oh.
See right Anti-Christmas. Yeah, everything.
See right there.
unleavened.
The one thing about unleavened ears, once they are kind of have a problem, then they kind of recur, and you got to... I like to put the animals on kind of a maintenance thing. So you get on a schedule, and then you start to... I think it's important just to clean them at least after you're on your maintenance schedule, maybe once a week.
And I have been doing that, and that's what I've been battling. Now, the maintenance program I've never been approached with, but it just seems like I can never, no pun intended, get this thing licked.
Yeah, you need to be pretty aggressive up front, and, you know, if you need some help, we'd be happy to help you. But we can usually get them under control, and sometimes in these cases, as I said, antibiotics would be necessary as well. So, yeah, give a call if you need some help.
Good enough. I appreciate your help.
Okay.
Take care.
You will.
All right. And Dan, who's our next contestant?
Jamie is up on line three.
Well, you almost lost your voice there.
Yeah.
I know.
Jamie, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hey, Dr. Doug.
Hi, Jamie. How are you?
I am AM and the PM.
That's the way to be.
Hallelujah. And I am also a virgin caller.
Oh, nice.
Oh. Kind of nervous.
So I'd like to thank Frank and the gang for breaking my chair.
We'll be easy on you.
I'm for that.
Oh, man.
All right.
Wow.
Well, anyway, I have a yellow lab, and she's about 11 years old, and she is diabetic, and she has constant yeast infections in her ears.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just curious if the Dynovite that is advertised on KTRS is... would be of any assistance to that, besides her normal treatment that she gets from the vet.
Yeah, I haven't personally used that, so I can't comment, but you know, I'd certainly explore any opportunity. And again, I think it sounds like, as with the other dog, this dog might need kind of a more of a maintenance program that's persistent. And especially given the diabetics obviously are more prone to infections. And,
right. I didn't know if maybe all the enzymes in that product would cause a
possible
problem with her diabetes or not.
Yeah. I mean, it may or may not be helpful, but more importantly, I think is going to be the direct care of the ear itself.
Okay.
And, okay.
Great. Thank you very much.
Okay. Jamie, how do you feel that you just lost your radio virginity? Feels good, doesn't it?
Feels so good.
Cigarette. Oh, wow.
Thank you, Jamie. Go have a cigarette. And Dan, contestant number four
is Al.
Well, Al, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hi, Dr. Doug. How are you today?
Good, Al. How are you?
Good. Well, I have a subject that was even more yucky than the other previous
one. Oh,
college,
boy.
Right?
Mm.
I have a dog that just loves to eat poop.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
Now, we've tried a whole bunch of series of different things, including the cayenne pepper and so on and so forth. Uh-huh. Nothing. It actually thinks it tastes rather good. So there you go.
Oh, brother. Add some spice to it.
There is actually a product, and my mind is going blank right now, but we have it here, and you put it into the diet of the dog, and it makes them less interested in...
it makes poop taste what, worse?
Yeah. Like I said, for the moment, I'm having a brain fart, so I'm not remembering it, but call us up, we can look into it.
Yeah. Don't go for that
one. It all of a sudden makes poop not so attractive.
Yeah, exactly. But it's a powder, and it goes in the diet every day for a certain amount of time, and it's very effective at stopping them from eating the poop. Okay.
Is there a reason why the dogs do that, or is there?
Well, you know, technically they'll tell you that the term is called pica, when they eat strange things and they're looking for some sort of nutritional supplementation. But in many cases, it's just because they're bored and it's available. And if the food isn't, if the poop isn't a fully digested poop, it might actually taste flavorful to them.
Oh my goodness!
Ew, fully
they say
digested.
That children, babies, and diapers will sometimes eat their poop.
Oh, come on,
Dr. Doug.
That's what I've heard.
I've never heard of that kid eating his own poop.
No.
I'll
ask about the product, and again, I'll try and figure it out myself. I'm just kind of stupid this morning.
Al, are you still? It's Al, right?
It's afternoon.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm talking to Al. Is that correct?
Yes.
I don't have a screen. Al, I don't know if you heard, like 3 or 4 weeks ago, Dr. Doug wasn't with us, and I got in a lot of trouble at my house for this, but I'm going to suggest it again. Another caller had a Shih Tzu that liked to eat, oddly enough, his own poop, and I suggested, and I suggest this to you, if you can't find a solution to this, I will give you some of my wife's cooking to mix with that poop, and that dog won't touch it.
Actually, I got the names. There's Coproban is one of them, Coproban. And the other one is called Forbid, Forbid.
Mm.
So all right, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
There you go, Al. Dan, who's next?
Mike is up next.
Mike, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hi, Dr. Doug.
Hey, Mike, how are you?
Good, good. Can't get enough of those kind of calls. Love those calls.
Yeah, can't have enough poop in the ear yeast call.
No.
Part of our life.
I hear you guys. It's a great call. Hey, I got a 9-year-old beagle. I forget to ask the vet all the time why this happens. Healthy, normal diet. He seems to cough or like he's coughing up a fur ball once or twice a day. Yeah, once or twice a day. Nothing major. He'll just kind of walk around the house, sniff, and then all of a sudden start wanting to cough or like he's hacking up a fur ball.
Well, again, it could be truly a hairball, but it might be other things as well. There could be a chronic tracheitis. There can be some bronchitis. It sounds to me like the dog would, and I don't know if you're on heartworm preventative, that would be something to consider, or even a heart ailment that's young and early. I think a good physical exam and possibly a chest x-ray would be the right thing to consider based on what they find on a physical.
I was thinking chronic tracheitis. That's exactly what I was thinking.
Yep.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't just discount it.
I know what you said.
Because if it is something early, like an early heart problem, you can get on it early and manage it and hopefully delay its full onset. Okay?
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Mike. Thanks for listening. Dan, who's next?
Missy's on line 6.
Missy, say hi to
Missy's
Dr. Doug.
Oh, Missy's gone. Oh, she's gone. How about Kevin on 1?
How about Kevin? Say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hey, Dr. Doug. Good afternoon, everybody.
Hey, Kevin.
Good afternoon, Kevin.
What's cooking?
Hey, I got a question for you. I got into a heated argument with my wife this past weekend in regards to giving the dogs turkey bones or venison bone, deer bone.
Mm-hmm.
Can dogs digest turkey or venison bone?
They can if they break them up well enough. I just think that the problem I have with it, because I used to be an emergency clinician, it's not a problem until it's a problem. And very often those bones are soft and they splinter and they get stuck in the back of the throat, or if one gets swallowed, it could theoretically penetrate the bowel lining someplace. So I don't think they're necessary to add to the diet. So I would say, as a general rule, don't feed them.
Okay.
Again, it's not going to be a problem until it's a problem. Then all of a sudden, you're at the emergency clinic spending more money than you can imagine and you're wondering why you fed that goofy bone.
Now, what was the argument that you had, Kevin, with your wife? What was the argument? What was her side and what was your side?
I told her it's no big deal. Let the dog eat a bone. That's what dogs eat. They love bones. You can't give them chicken or pork, but, you know, a turkey bone, I don't see nothing wrong with it.
Well, like I said, it's not a problem until it's a problem, and when it is, then you're going to be sorry you did it. So
Then you got to live with your wife after your dog dies going, told you so. Yeah. I told you so.
Oh, and Frank, I'm going to tell you what, my friend. You got me in enough trouble 2 weeks ago with that comment you made. I was goofing with her, and I told her, I said, you know, the bed's a little warm. Why don't you come in and lay down next to me and cool it off.
Woo!
No humor in that whatsoever. I thought it was hilarious.
Yeah, they have no sense of humor when it comes to that stuff.
They never do. Well, gentlemen, thank you very much, and you guys have yourself a great day.
You too, Kevin. Thanks for listening. We appreciate it. Do we have anybody else, Dan?
Yes, we do, Frank. We have John on line two.
Well, let's go to John. John, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hello, Dr. Doug.
Hi, John.
Hello. A quick question on a psychic connection. I went up to Kansas City to take care of my daughter's house. She was in the hospital for several days, and actually she was having a baby. They said, take care of the dog, which had troubles. It was a beagle. But it seems like when I went to the hospital, every time something happened to my daughter, 11 o'clock, 1 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the morning, the dog was scratching at the door. I hadn't let her out. And they said, well, this happened at 11 o'clock. Her water broke at 1 o'clock. She started going to labor at 3 o'clock. Do you think dogs really can sense something like that, or is it just my imagination?
You know, I don't have an exact answer. I can tell you that I kind of believe that there are these guys have a sensitivity that's beyond what we can sense, but a distance thing might be an issue there. But, you know, it's interesting, and it's a fun story. I don't know if it's real or not.
Well, maybe I need the problem solver then.
Well, for another time, another segment, we'll see what we can do. All right, thank you for the call. That's all the time we have. We've got to get business done. And theme music, if you would, please. And then we'll get Mr. Londoff on here after I get caught up. Dr. Doug, we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you. I love it.
All right, Dr. Doug Pernikoff. He almost said, I love you. You hear that?
He did, yeah.
He almost said, thanks, I love you. Man, he caught himself on that. That one sounded a little bit gay. Dr. Doug brought to you, of course, by Laclede Cab. John Londoff's on the way. Our screens are messed up. Now it's on Dan's side of the room. His equipment's gone for the rest of the show. So, folks, you just have to put up with the sloppiness and the unprofessionalism of us having to. He tells me who's on and who's not on, and I'm sorry, it doesn't sound good. But what are you going to do? This seems to happen way too often. Mathena Heating and Cooling was who we were supposed to talk about right after the news, but I can do that with my eyes closed and my hands tied behind my back, because I know everything I need to know about Mathena Heating and Cooling. And you're going to know everything you need to know by the time we're finished here in about a minute. And here's what you need to know. You can call them. You should call them. You say, well, you don't even know what kind of system I have. It doesn't matter. If you're in St. Louis or St. Charles counties, it doesn't matter what brand, what make, what type, electric, gas, oil, what, doesn't matter. They'll work on it, and they'll do it right. You need it replaced, they'll replace it, and they'll replace it with the right installation of the right system. And that may sound like a no-brainer. Well, you take one out, and you put another one in. You know, there are a lot of homes that, in the beginning, never even had the right kind of system put in. It wasn't the most efficient system for the size house it was, and the configuration of the house, and the number of cold air returns. Sometimes when people build houses, they kind of throw them together, and things that you don't know, they figure you don't need to know. If you turn it on and it cools or heats, they go, oh, there you go. There's your new house, and there's your new system. But there may be a better way. And when you have the new one put in, Matheny will make sure it's the right one, the right size. And they'll go through all that stuff with you and tell you the whole science behind that. Mathena Heating and Cooling, the 71st year in business this year. Something to be very, very proud of. Family business. And again, St. Louis, St. Charles County, business, commercial. They'd be happy to become your heating and cooling company. And please don't forget to tell them your AM and the PM, because you get rewarded for that. 15% off your first service call, residential customers, when you say your AM and the PM. Mathena. Remember that name, Mathena Heating and Cooling, MathenaHeatingandCooling.com. With nothing to look at on the screen, I can assume that John Londoff is here.
Yes, he is.
I am. Hi, Frank.
John, how are you?
How are you?
Well, I'm good, except our equipment doesn't work again, and it's frustrating.
You know what, boy, there's nothing worse than when your equipment doesn't work.
Well, I don't know what
you...
Oh,
man, I'm telling you what, boy, you poor thing. I'm sorry for you, buddy.
Talking about our computer equipment.
Oh, so, yeah. Okay. All right. I'm sorry.
It's not very sympathetic.
So you got to be thrilled to death that they over forecast again. They called for much more than we actually got. That has to make you happy.
You know, I've got some buddies that have dealerships in Kansas City and Kansas.
Oh, man.
And they are just getting hammered. My assistant, Tricia Arnold, her husband, Michael's with Ameren UE, he was just telling her that walking, the snow is up over his knees, and Mike's about 6 foot tall. I mean, that's just a, heck, they didn't have the previous storm plowed last Thursday, and now they're getting, you know, just getting hammered again. So, you know what, we're lucky. That's why you got to always look at that silver lining, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so today's snow flurries, it's a little chilly, but we could have gotten another 6-8 inches of snow, and we didn't. So
I've been watching the weather for years because my daughter used to live outside of Kansas City in Overland Park. And what I always noticed was that for as nice as Kansas City is, and I like Kansas City, but from a weather standpoint, man, they get three times the nasty stuff we do. It falls apart by the time it gets here. And here's the other thing to always watch. When you watch the weather and they show the radar, watch poor little Litchfield, Illinois, which is not that far north of St. Charles, but honest to goodness, that whole nasty mess that goes from Kansas City up to Chicago always goes right through Litchfield.
Yeah.
And I look at Litchfield, and they're getting hammered with rain or storms or snow or whatever. So because I have a friend who lives there, I always notice Litchfield. And I think, you know what, St. Louis is probably the right place to be. Because then if you get too far south, then you get into that Oklahoma, Dallas tornado thunderstorm stuff all the time. So this is probably not a bad spot to be.
You know, I agree. I love it. I mean, I wouldn't move. But we have a great day today. I mean, you'd think it's snowy, even though it's snow flurries and windy, and it's the end of the month. Don't we all? Do you notice how you put things off to the last minute?
I don't.
I don't know why we do that.
I've never done that.
Mm-mm. Yes, we all do. Sure, you do.
I'm kidding.
Kidding me? Well, yeah. We procrastinate. Well, today's an unbelievable day, and again, the sales are great. It is February. Tomorrow's the last day of the month. We're going to be open late tonight. I do have to, of course, talk about my beautiful mother, Sylvia George Londoff. It's her birthday today.
Her middle name is George?
Yes.
Really?
Wow. My
you know, Dan has an Aunt Gus.
Yep. Yeah.
I'll have to tell you what the translation for Gus in Macedonian is, but I can't do it on the air.
Why not? Is it dirty?
Well, Guzzo. It's short. Gus is short for Guzzo.
What's guzzo mean?
Yeah.
That's your backside.
Oh.
Your butt.
So Dan's aunt is like aunt ass?
Aunt butt?
Gazoho?
So when we were little, my sisters and I, whenever we'd meet someone, my dad would say, I want you to meet Gus Tranchilla. We'd all start laughing as kids. We'd start laughing at, like, who would name their kid Gus? You know, but
so the word for butt is different. The word for butt is guzzo?
Guzzo.
Spell it.
G-U-Z-Z-O.
Okay, guzzo. So if you want to say, hey, guzzo hole.
Guzzo hole, yeah.
We'll know what that means.
I think someone would probably pick up on it. But first of all, let's get back on talking about my beautiful mother, who is adorable and 84 years of age. So happy birthday, Sylvia. And I'm leaving here as soon as we hang up in a few minutes and go hang out with her for a little bit.
Of all her children, do you think she's the most proud of you?
I'm her favorite.
That's an honest answer.
Yeah.
How could you?
First of all, I'm second favorite. Jackie, her little daughter is, of course, her favorite. You know, who's that undying love of a special needs child and special need adult. I mean, I think Jackie, with today's weather, she might not, but every day she'll go and go see her mom, hang out there for a little bit. And I'm telling you what, my dad's. Coming up on 3 years here on May the 11th, which is I can't believe it.
Fast.
And Jackie is the reason that my mom still stays vibrant and happy and still laughs. And she's a mom. She still she still harps on all of us, and probably rightfully so. But happy birthday, love her very much, and she is a sweet, sweet lady. But you know what? Talk about a couple of AM and the PM customers.
Let's go.
Martin and Deborah Gardner. 2013 Chevy Equinox, all the way from St. Peter's, Missouri. They drive by many Chevy stores to get to it.
Marcia
of their new 2013 Chevy Equinox. So with even delivering Martin and Deborah today, and we've delivered two other Equinoxes, we still have probably over 90 Equinox in stock. Because for every 30 or 40 that we sell in a month, I think we get another 30 or 40 off the transport truck, which is great because it really is. There's a lot of, you know, competition in the small SUV. Hey, we just happen to have the best, the safest, and that, man, the best-looking small SUV in that Chevy Equinox. So thank you very much, Martin and Deborah Gardner.
That's and right, then, Martin and Deborah. We love you.
James and Anita Jameson. James and Anita Jameson from St. Charles, AM and the PM. A pre-owned 2012 Chevy Impala. They challenged us. They said, listen, so we're big AM and the PM. And, don't know if you're going to be able to get to our number and get to where we want to be and get to the interest rate we want. And you know what? We love a challenge here at Johnny Law and Duff Chevrolet. We can meet the challenge. And they just drove off. They're probably listening right now on the radio, I hope.
Well, I hope so.
I hope so. Nice, nice people.
They should be. Don't you preset all the radios to 550 in those cars?
Oh, you should.
All of them. Yeah.
Nice.
Everybody, you kidding me? We'd be crazy not to.
No,
you know, and
I hope
because
so.
We've got the morning guy, McGregor.
McGregor.
He talked about you this morning. I swear, there was a quiver in his voice when he mentioned your name.
Well, he's scared of me.
And he loves you.
I think it's fear.
I think he loves you. He just admires you, and he just really looks. He looks up to you. You know,
he's he looks down. He's tall.
A young man. He kind of looks up to his elders.
Looks up to his elders. See, you know what? You couldn't pay a compliment.
Wow.
Couldn't pay a compliment without throwing the dagger in there.
Not throwing a dagger.
Yeah.
He's just, you know, I mean, he's younger than both of us. We'll put it that way.
No, that's
true. But, you know, this is a great time to buy. Interest rates are still unbelievably low. Our inventories are unbelievably high in new cars and new trucks, especially new trucks. And we still need your trade-in. And don't put it off. I guarantee you we'll give you more money. We got a guy, Mark Framber, who's been with the organization about 18 years, down in Texas, down in Dallas, buying vehicles today and tomorrow. And he called and he said, this boss, he goes, it's tough. There's prices are high. So this is the time to trade. And then you might want to make sure if you're looking for a pre-owned vehicle, it's a good time to buy because I think, you know, just like the price of gas, sometimes things are up and down. But this is the time to come to Johnny Lowendorf and get a great deal.
Now, does he call you boss? You said he said boss. Does he call you that?
Yes.
How many of the people there call you boss?
Well, they're very respectful here. I get sir a lot, and I get boss.
And I thought furniture was only available down in Texas.
Yeah, down in Dallas.
There are cars, too?
Oh, he's down there with Brooke. They're buying couches and cars.
Oh, yeah, let's go ahead and plug, Brooke.
Yeah, plug somebody that doesn't pay to be on the air.
Yeah,
where you go.
Not even on the show. And I think the last time he bought a Corvette from us was probably, 15, 16 years ago.
So. Oh, okay.
We're not mentioning him again.
Yeah. No, never. You know what?
Hey, let me ask you, how many, when people buy a pickup truck, what percentage of people buy pickup trucks do bedliners?
Wow, that's a good question.
I'll bet 60, 70% easily.
I don't think so. I'm going to probably say 40 to 50%.
That surprises me.
Wow.
Because once I had a bedliner.
There are people that are, you know, love a truck, love the look of a truck. They will put nothing in the bed of their truck.
They don't necessarily haul things in it.
No. And you look at me and say, well, you know, I like the look of a truck. I like a truck.
It still looks like a truck just because it's got a bedliner in it. Doesn't mean it doesn't look like a truck. I just thought that was one of the great inventions of all time was a bedliner. Because I remember I had a friend as a kid. He had a beautiful truck, and he kept it maintained and waxed. But the bed was just beaten all to pieces. And I thought, man, a bedliner would have been the answer for this guy. Because if you really beat it up, you can swap it out for a new bedliner. Boom, looks brand new again. I think it's a great invention. And I would have thought more people put bedliners in, but apparently not.
Did you just say boom?
Yeah.
Boom.
Boom. Yeah, boom. Boom. Yeah. Like that, yeah.
Boom. So the other day, McGregor was talking about people calling up complaining that front-wheel drive cars are not better in the snow than rear-wheel drive cars.
That is it. That's ridiculous.
What?
That's absolutely not true.
It's not true.
Why would somebody say that?
First of all, you know, the bad thing about last week's storm was, you know, we had 2 inches of sleet, and it was heavy sleet, and then wet snow on top of it. I mean, it was like quicksand. I mean, that stuff, even, you know, four-wheel drive Tahoe, you got to be, of course, an astute driver like I am, making sure that you're getting through that safely.
Yeah, an astute driver like you who's driving in the ice and snow and texting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I wasn't.
Hey, my
he stopped that.
He stopped that since you pointed it out to him.
My Equinox handled awesome in that stuff.
Here's what I learned from a guy who really knew what he was talking about in the business a long, long time. If you have front-wheel drive, you have 85% of the traction and pulling power that you do with a 4x4, because most of that traction comes from the wheels that are pulling with a weight over them, and that's where the engine is.
And your transverse mounted transmission. It's there, it's right there in front.
Yeah. Now, that extra 15% in the back.
And then your transmission, and then your drive line to the rear axle. So there's a lot of power that starts from the front and goes to the back. Front-wheel drive vehicles, it's all right there. And that's why I think a majority of our the only rear-wheel drive vehicles that we have, Camaro, Corvette, so you're not going to really take your Camaro or Corvette out in a snowstorm. You shouldn't. It's probably smarter to go rent a car if there's a big storm coming. And then if it's a two-wheel drive pickup truck. But those, a lot of our trucks have, you know, limited slip differentials, so it's a locking rear axle. And so I had to explain that to McGregor on the air the other morning.
Boy,
he knows nothing about
cars. You got to point out a lot of stuff.
He knows nothing. All right, let me ask you a trivia question here. There was a pickup truck years ago that one manufacturer made that was a front-wheel drive pickup truck. You know who made it? And it didn't work out, and I don't remember the reason, but it wasn't able to. They had to stop doing it. But there was one. Volkswagen. Volkswagen had a front-wheel drive pickup truck.
Wow.
And now I don't think any pickup trucks are front-wheel drive.
Yeah, I wouldn't go buy a Volkswagen.
Well, we know you wouldn't. Yeah. I can't imagine. Yes, sir, can I help you? Yeah, I'm John Landoff. I'd like to look at a Volkswagen. I don't think
you watched. Anyone watch the Daytona 500?
No,
I can't get into it. I watch the wreck over and over like a lot of people. But
first of all, people laugh when I say those are some of the most unbelievable athletes there are.
I don't disagree.
Holding on to that steering wheel.
I don't disagree.
3 hours at speeds up to almost 200 miles an hour, and bumping and swerving. I mean, they're unbelievable. And Jimmy Johnson, you know, driving his Generation 6 a Chevy Impala Super Sport. I loved it after his interview and the post race, and of course the excitement. And just think how, I mean, he is pumped up after that race and then winning the race. And he goes, now get out to your Chevy dealers and buy some Chevys this week.
There you go. And for as much as I don't hate NASCAR. I don't begrudge the people who like it. I just don't get it. And for as much as I'm not into it, that is, in fact, where you and I met was at a NASCAR race.
That's exactly right.
How about that?
But we didn't really spend much time watching the race. I think we were watching it on TV and talking the entire time for some reason. I don't know why, but we both like to talk.
Yeah, well, you got that right. Well, we're out of time.
Thank you very much. But we're open late tonight, and we got some great deals. We're going to be here for your great listeners. We love them. They're just a lot of fun. We're at the intersection of Interstate. I'm excited. even talk today. Interstate 270 at the Washington Elizabeth exit. Beautiful Florissant, Missouri. 314-837-1800. 314-837-1800. Call quickly and you get to speak to the sweet, angelic Mary Ryan. And 24/7, 365, you can reach us at lawndoff.com. And you can almost do a great deal of the process online, credit applications online, and come in and sign and drive.
All right, they're on the way.
Can't wait. Thank you very much.
Thank you, John.
Thanks, Frank.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
You got to be careful when he starts stuttering like that. You got to be careful not to make too much fun of him because he's sensitive.
He is sensitive.
Yeah.
He thinks we make a lot of fun of him. We really don't. That was John Landoff. Do we have to take a break here?
We do.
All right. Then let's do it. We'll take a break. We come back. This is the Big 550 KTRS.
All right, let's head airborne now and check traffic now with Tim Weiland. Hi, Tim.
Bates, the left lane is blocked. And it's southbound 55 after Bates. The left lane is blocked. Traffic is slow from a little bit south of 3200 South Broadway. They're talking about another accident on northbound 55, the ramp to westbound 44. Stop and go traffic on westbound 70 from 270 to the Earth City Expressway. We have slow traffic on southbound 270 from about the Clayton Road overpass down through Big Bend. This traffic report is brought to you by Allstate. You can't prevent the unexpected, but you can prepare for it with an Allstate agent. They'll help you get the right protection at the right price. Are you in good hands? From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Before the storm, during the storm, and after the storm, turn to KTRS for the latest weather updates, road conditions, and school closings. The Big 550 KTRS. Depend on it.
I'm James Knowles, mayor of the city of Ferguson, a modern progressive community with a historic small-town friendly charm.
I'm Matt Robinson, mayor of the great city of Hazelwood, home of the economic engine next to Lambert Field.
I'm Florissant Mayor Tom Schneider, from the beautiful city founded in 1786 in the Valley of Flowers, the oldest and largest town in the county.
And I'm Blackjack Mayor Norm McCourt, from the host city of this year's Mayor's Shamrock Ball. And we're here to raise funds for Valley Industries Sheltered Workshop on Saturday night, March 2nd.
We invite you to join us for the best Irish ball in the metro area. Put on your best green for our annual charity ball at the beautiful Del Mar Gardens Complex on Parker Road near New Hulse Ferry.
Four dapper mayors will welcome you wearing our top hat, tails, and sash.
Please join our Irish bash.
Be at Del Mar Gardens Saturday night, March 2nd for an exciting evening featuring Bob Cuban's brass.
Visit valleyind.net for ticket and sponsor details.
Join the mayors at the Irish bash at Del Mar Gardens beginning at 6:30 p.m. Saturday, March 2nd.
See you there.
Please call me back. I'm losing hair. I don't know why. I don't know what to do. I know my friends can see it, and they don't say anything. Nobody says anything, but I'm still so embarrassed. I feel alone. My name is Anne. I need help. Please call.
If you're suffering from hair loss like Anne, treatment is available. The Karanik system contains a product with the only FDA-approved treatment clinically proven to regrow your hair. Call now to try Karanik, 1-800-500-3533. Karanik's hair regrowth treatment fights hair loss, and the Karanik system will give you thicker, fuller hair. We guarantee it. We want you to try Karanik because it will give your hair incredible volume, strength, and thickness. It even prevents breakage and helps repair damaged hair. You can have your hair and your life back. Call 1-800-500-3533 in the next 10 minutes to try Karanik. If lines are busy, please try again. But hurry, supplies are limited. Call 1-800-500-3533.
It's no secret that creatine works to help men get bigger and stronger faster. And right now, you can qualify to receive a bottle of an amazing breakthrough called Pure Creatine if you can answer yes to one of the following three questions. Are you looking for a proven way to power up your body? Would you like to build more speed, endurance, and strength? How about lifting more weight and doing more reps? If you answered yes to any of these questions, you qualify for a full bottle of Pure Creatine for just $9.95. Call now, 1-800-ATHLETE. Hundreds of studies and millions of athletes have proven that creatine works to make you bigger and stronger faster. But why pay $40 when you can get a full bottle of Pure Creatine for less than $10? This offer won't last, so you must call now. Put the explosive power of creatine to work for you. To receive your full bottle of Pure Creatine, call now. 1-800-ATHLETE. That's 1-800-A-T-H-L-E-T-E. 1-800-A-T-H-L-E-T-E.
For over 40 years, Metro Lighting has made a commitment of service to their customers and is proud to be locally owned and operated. Metro Lighting offers a one-year in-home product warranty on all lighting fixtures, lamps, and ceiling fans. So if something stops working, they'll repair it or replace it. Plus, Metro Lighting guarantees their prices against any competitor, including big box stores and the internet. Get the best selection on the highest quality lighting at the best price guaranteed at Metro Lighting. Visit MetroLightingCenters.com for the location nearest you. Next time on the Carney Show.
Hey crew, Carney here. Join me for the broadcast tonight. We'll give you another McGrawgatory remark. Yes, McGraw Millhaven gets ready for the roast on Saturday of me. He's not invited. That's why we're doing it here on the radio. Also tonight, Greg Stebbin joins us from Men's Health, and Terry Krupp and Johnny Law with their legal segment. That and more. It starts at 9.
The Carney Show, weeknights from 9 till midnight on the Big 550 KTRS.
going back to the MyVegan thing, you cost me a lot of misery, and all total, $2,700 in doggy fees, and all it took was one container of Dynavite. 2 pounds, 3 ounces, and my dog has been cured. Abby's a 5-year-old silky terrier. She had, like, chicken pox on her belly, clusters of bumps on her back, and she was allergic to, like, 70-some-odd things. So the dermatologist, it was, oh, yeah, just keep giving her needles every 10 days. But she's not clearing up. And then it came up on my radio, Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
And I was like, oh, that's it, that's it. I give her the Dynavite. After 5 weeks, she was starting to clear up. And then one morning, there was nothing there. And I'm like, oh, my God, she's clear. She's all clear. There wasn't one blemish on her body. Her fur is beautiful. She is totally happy. She is as healthy, bump-free, pimple-free, shiny, silky. It turned our lives around. So thank you very much for Dynavite. I couldn't be happier. Dynavite's the bomb.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
This is Dan Tullis, and I just called
Joel Clark,
one of Select Quote Insurance Services Term Life Agents.
Hi, Mr. Tullis.
Joel, how does Select Quote save you money on term life insurance?
Well, buying term life insurance is all about choosing the right company. Let's say you take antidepressants or you smoke. All insurance companies are going to price that differently. We'll impartially shop all the companies we represent to find you the best price.
Can you give me an example?
Sure. I just got a man, 40 years old, on cholesterol medication, a $500,000 policy with a highly rated insurance company. His price, $21 a month.
Call 1-800-977-5279 and see how affordable term life insurance can be. That's 1-800-977-5279. 1-800-977-5279. Or go to selectquote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Hey, natural gas leaks can be very dangerous if you're not careful.
A tip from your friends at Mango, Missouri's Association of Natural Gas Operators.
If you smell the odor of natural gas, leave it to the professionals to track it down. Don't turn any electrical appliances on or off. Cell phones or light switches can create a dangerous spark. Warn others and leave the building immediately. And make sure you call your gas company from another location.
Learn more natural gas safety tips at mosafegas.com.
All right, Flo, so the key to safe pest removal is staying calm.
Okay.
It says here this lady's got a badger in her attic.
Oh, I love badgers. Oh, sorry. Calm. There he is! Come here, little buddy. I thought he wanted a hug.
Badgers don't really hug.
Not yet. Oh, badgers!
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payments, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
Mizzou basketball on KTRS is brought to you in part by PM Barbecue. Keep it on KTRS for every game with the Missouri Tigers. PM Barbecue is your official Mizzou tailgate barbecue on the Big 550 KTRS.
I don't know about anybody else, but I don't want Flo on the road with me.
No.
From downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment starring Bill Cleveland, along with Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra. Brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company. 314-652-3456. And now here's Bill Cleveland.
Hey, Billy. Hi, everybody. How the heck are you?
Doing great, Bill. How are you?
Good. When was the last time I got on this early? I'm just curious.
1998.
Okay. just checking. Oh, American Idol. They say they may hold an upcoming Beyonce night.
I sure hope so.
Fun? Yeah. So. Mm, you ask, well, what's a Beyonce night? Well, it works like this. Everybody lip syncs, and then the power goes out. It's on the way. This is very sad. 1,000 native-born Americans recently took a basic citizenship test, one that, you know, immigrants have to take, right. And 29% couldn't name the current vice president of the United States.
Oh, that's sad.
Even worse, among the 29% of people who couldn't name the current vice president, Joe Biden. No idea. And First Lady Michelle Obama is being criticized by some for appearing on television too much. Just in the last week or so, she was on the Rachel Ray Show, the Jimmy Fallon Show. Of course, she was at the Academy Awards. I don't want to say she appears on entertainment shows too much, but her Secret Service code name is Regis.
That's good.
And finally, this afternoon...
Regis is on the move.
Regis is just on today.
Well, it's kind of a slow news day, so here's kind of a throwaway story. A wealthy guy in China bought a dog for $1.5 million. Which is like $10 million in dog money.
Yeah, I'll say. Well, you're hot today.
Yeah.
I know, man.
A-material.
Bill Cleveland segment brought to you this afternoon by Look Lead Cab, the official AM and the PM cab company out from downtown St. Louis. I'm Bill Cleveland on the Big 550 KTRS.
All right, thank you, Bill.
You got it. See you guys.
All right. All right, so tomorrow is the Pope's last day. Is that right? He retires tomorrow?
I guess
so. I think so.
And I do not mean for this to be sacrilegious or disrespectful. I'm not Catholic. I don't get the whole Pope thing. I'll just, you know, say it. But here's the other thing that kind of doesn't make sense to me. I saw on the news they, you know, he's at that window or whatever, and he's addressing people. And he's asking people to pray for him. Now, if you're the Pope, and if you really believe, as you have every right to, that he is a special holy person,
you should have all that covered already.
Yeah, exactly.
I think there are a lot of
he
should
for
say
to pray
for
him?
A bunch of other people first.
Pray for
think.
Yourselves. I'm covered.
Yeah. Right.
It struck me as funny when he's asking for us to pray for him, and I'm thinking, well, man,
agree. I grew up Catholic, and I agree.
If you need our prayers to kind of, you must be on the edge or something with the Lord, man. Maybe not as much of a green light as you thought you had there. I don't know. Struck me as funny. I talked to a guy who I'm hoping, talked to him this morning. He'll know who he is. Steve, if you're listening, I'm hoping we can get these people on as advertisers because it's a nice a chain of stores. And in the course of our conversation, he mentioned something, and I don't even know why it came up, but the beer, and that he was a man, that he drank a particular kind of beer. And I said, have you tried American Patriot? And he said, no, you know what, I haven't. And I don't think he really knew why he hadn't. By the time we hung up, he gave me his word he would go pick up American Patriot beer. I don't care if we have to sell it 1 6-pack at a time. That's what we're going to do. Now, if you haven't tried American Patriot beer, I'm going to ask you to do the same thing. And this is not a lot to ask. This is a small investment. And sometimes a little tiny expenditure can not change your life, but open up a whole new world of taste that you didn't know was out there. And I think that's what's going to happen. You're kind of a slave, a creature of habit to the beer you normally drink. Shake it up. Change it. Get some American Patriot beer. If they don't have it, ask them why not, and when will they start carrying it? AmericanPatriotBeer.com to find out more. 5 o'clock, Big 550.